You will find this at PlannedParenthood.org. Introducing Rue. Rue answers all your awkward questions about sexual health relationships, growing up, and more. Chatting with Rue is free and private. So go ahead and ask the things you don't want to ask out loud. This is grooming. This is straight up grooming. One of our listeners took them up on it and went and tried to start a chat with Rue. Vince Salvador. Rue goes, "Hey there, got a question. Are you in the Dixie Crusaders? Can you get those images? Mrs. O'Connell?" Oh. I am. "Hey there, got a question for me?" And then Vince says, "Is it true that abstinence prevents pregnancy?" Rue says, "Well, sometimes we bots have a hard time understanding humans. Could you ask me in a different way?" I'm like, what different way could you ask the question? Here, I have it. I'll pop it in the chat. And then Vince goes, "Will I get pregnant if I don't have sex?" And then Rue says, no answer. So he tried again. "Hey, Rue, what happens to the baby in an abortion?" Rue, "I'm not quite sure I understand what you're asking. Try asking in a different way. What happens to the fetus in an abortion?" I'm not quite sure I understand what you're asking. Try asking it a different way. But if you go to PlannedParenthood.org and you chat it up like your 9-year-old and 10-year-old and 11-year-olds are being told to do, with Rue, the Planned Parenthood AI robot, and you ask about anal sex, you will get an answer. If you ask what your hoo-hoo dilly is for and what you can use it to do, you will get an answer. If you ask what your cha-cha is for and what you can do with it, you will get an answer. If you ask what the hoo-hoo dilly and the cha-cha can do together, it will answer you. If you ask what you can do after the hoo-hoo dilly and the cha-cha have mated, and now there's a little one, it will give you an answer. You should go to a Planned Parenthood clinic. But before you do, you can talk to one of our kind counselors who would advise you on the next steps. At no point in time does Rue say you should consult your parents. So it just, basically, this thing is sitting out there for the Disney Channel and Nickelodeon and every other Hades forsaken entertainment property out there to, instead of asking Siri, you watch. Mark the dude's words. I know things. It'll come up in these kids' shows. It'll go like, "Hey, I know. Let's ask Rue." Oh, and then they'll give Rue a little, they'll make Rue into Elmo. By the way, did you know that Elmo got COVID? Isn't that amazing? Elmo got the corona doom. But don't worry. Elmo was fixed. Elmo was treated by good Dr. Fauci. Elmo got the vaccine. Now Elmo is back on TV. That's right. Elmo got sick. Elmo got the jab. And now Elmo is back. When someone sent me that story in a Signal chat, I went, Elmo is a puppet. Puppets made from polyethylene fibers and fake cotton and FDNC red number 5 don't get the corona doom. Well, you know, I shouldn't have said it. Maybe they do. Maybe it is the disease of the animated. This is actually, though, what you should expect going forward. Here's some of the things that Rue says when you go to the pop-up page. Hey there, I'm Rue. I'm here to answer your questions about bodies, sex, relationships, and more. What happens during puberty? How do I get over a crush? You know, there's an interesting parallel here. There's a children's game in the TV show Evil where the human obsessed body, played by Ben from the series Lost, the character's name is Leland. Leland decides that he is going to take over the body of one of Kristen's children, and because he helped in vitro fertilize demon DNA or whatever into the child, he thinks he has an easy mark. And so he actually creates this kitty play AI playroom with animated characters and then places clues all around the child that he's trying to molest and whatnot, places clues all around her, including at her school, that ultimately lead her to search for the word is daffodil. And then, in cooperation with Big Tech, Daffodil, of course, leads all the children that search to it to what? The Daffodil farm page, where the kids can play with one another. What they don't know, though, is that the kids that are already there aren't kids. They're pervert adults. They are pervert adults that want to prey on the kids. And so, but they appear as nice little fuzzy little animated characters. You should completely, if you're a parent, you're raising young children, you should absolutely be on the lookout and on guard, especially if your kids, if you throw an iPad at them and tell them to go play, dude, you might as well ask Moloch to come to dinner and serve the kid up as the main course with a side of salt and pepper and a nice Chianti. Planned Parenthood is just showing the other ones the way. The demons are ascended. I coined this phrase in 2016. The demons are ascended. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. This is the future. This is the future. But the Democrat Party is becoming so ridiculous, it's a caricature of a political party now. It's a bunch of people that are either infatuated, possessed, or obsessed that are in complete material cooperation with evil. And the pride, their pride, has deprived them for so long of reality and of being in touch with reality, other than the little bubbles, the little petter-ass, sicko, adrenochrome-powered bubbles that they live in, they can't even hold conversations in public any longer, which explains why Peppermint Zaki and now Jean-Carine Pierre or whatever the hell her name is, they can't answer real-world questions because they truly don't know. By the by, there is a headline at Zero Hedge here this morning that says that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Now, look, a couple of things here. Number one, I don't care about it. It's a stupid idea. As long as you have refineries refining oil into gasoline, you don't need a backup. Here's a little secret for you. What is contained in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, as they call it, I think it's 100 million barrels or whatever, we could pump that in a day. Right here on this continent, you could pump that out of the ground in the ocean and the Gulf in a day. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is down to 25 million barrels. The regime leader is saying, get back in there and pump harder. Hashtag pump harder. You see these letters from these oil company CEOs. The CEO of Chevron sent one to the regime leader last Friday and went, you need to shut up. If you're not going to get the hell out of my way and let my company go back to exploring for oil and going back to the wells that we're producing and letting us explore on them because you yanked the leases out from under us, you just need to shut up because you're the sole reason. You have oil company, whether you hate the oil companies or not, it's immaterial. Whether you think, come on, TKD, they're in on it. They ain't all in on this. The oil companies are out there ratting the regime leader out and saying he's lying. How many of you remember Brad, last time gas got to be $5 a gallon? Remember my song, Gas Solution? What was the Democrat answer to $5 a gallon gas? This is in 2007 or 2008. You remember what the answer was? 68 million acres needs to be explored. They kept going on, droning on. They were given a talking point. And they all went out and dutifully repeated it. That's what they're doing now. The transition to green is going to be painful. Let me let you in on a little secret that most of you already know. There will not be a transition to green because the physics don't add up. The physics do not add up. You cannot physically, at this juncture in time, generate enough energy from amoeba farts, windmills, and precious solar panels to power the American power grid.